Welcome to the Room to Room, Season 7, today.
It is Easter Monday.
Hippity-hoppity.
Newsflash, for anybody who's been listening to this podcast for a while, Dylan is almost too big to fit into the sound studio with me. Pretty soon, I'm going to have to sit on his lap. Isn't that right?
Yep.
How tall are you?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird? He's just stood up, you guys. He hasn't stood up in here in a while.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Like, okay. What was the shelf you could reach the other day?
I banged my head on the glass shelf.
Is that your tummy? Hungry?
Yeah.
Before we jumped in here, Dylan was like, can I have some chocolate? That's why. You're hungry.
Yeah.
We've got to go have lunch. So it's Easter. Dylan's already been off for a week. You have 2 more weeks of vacation. We are going to visit our grandparents tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, your grandparents, my parents, your grandparents. And that's exciting, right? Mm-hmm. I like traveling with you.
Yeah, I like traveling with you.
I think that you like traveling because you get to watch lots of TV. True or false?
True.
Yeah, true. No denying it, right?
Yeah, no denying it.
What are we going to do when we are in Cape Cod?
I don't know.
Will we go to the beach?
I don't know.
I'd say there's a 90% chance we go to the beach.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, I say 100. Because we can't go there. Oh, no, now he's yawning. What's going on?
Well.
Sugar. Talk about it.
Wait. Why?
I'm just curious what your thoughts are on sugar these days.
Well, I think it's a bit disgusting how people are making stuff like sweets.
Sweets? You think sweets are disgusting?
Yeah, you know what I think.
Well, you don't like Haribos.
Yeah.
Dylan doesn't like candy, but he likes chocolate. And sugar, like, you and see chocolate, people unless you get the kind without
and
sugar.
And you see these, like, influencers on social media,
yeah,
like, eating these, like, really big Haribos.
Do you?
And then, like, yeah. And it's so disgusting because you actually watch them eat it.
You know what I think is gross? How people put sugar in bread.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, just, like, no. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah. Subway apparently puts sugar in bread.
Yeah, Subway. Just stop. Have we told you guys about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child? Have we talked about that?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was honestly so good, like the magic tricks that they performed on stage. But back to our conversation about, like, sweets.
Oh, sorry.
It's honestly... like, why would you do that to yourself?
The sugar? Well, a lot of people, myself included, I get really addicted to sugar.
I don't know.
Like, there's a lot of chocolate in our house right now because of Easter.
Yeah.
And you and I are going away tomorrow.
In fact, I don't usually actually have chocolate in the house.
No, not anymore. We used to always have Om bars. They're the kind, you guys, that are sweetened with... coconut sugar, which is not considered a refined sugar. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my understanding. So we always get those ones because to me, there's a distinction between refined sugar, which is like the white sugar, and sort of more natural sweeteners like honey, agave syrup, maple syrup, coconut sugar.
Yeah.
And those... oh, my favorite is maple syrup crystals. Those can be used like a sugar. Oh, they're so nice. But I digress. I used to make you ginger cookies, and then I'd put a tiny bit of maple syrup crystals on top. You loved those.
Oh yeah,
we haven't made those in ages. They're with molasses. Oh, they're so good.
But like. You see, like, influencers and stuff on social media, like, eating, like, these...
Who sees them? When are you on social media?
Well,
Because you're not,
really. I go on
really.
To Instagram with you.
Oh, yeah.
Until you deleted it.
I deleted Instagram, you guys, 2 weeks ago. And Facebook. And I deleted, I mean, I still have my account. I just took them off my phone so that in order to look at my accounts, it has to be a choice. And I don't, like, have a few minutes and I'm, like, turn on Instagram and then mindlessly look at it. Because,
for example, there's this one app.
I don't want Dylan to do that. So I figured I better stop doing it, right?
But there's this one app that, so let's say, I'm pretty sure it's an app you can make videos. And so I'm pretty sure you can make videos on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's only starting to be social media if you post on it.
But I don't think there's anything wrong. You guys, just so you know, there's a massive, massive movement in the UK right now. If you're in the UK, you may have even heard of it, to ban smartphones for children under the age of 16.
Not smartphones, iPhones.
No, smartphones.
Yes, so wait, like, what if it's a Samsung?
It doesn't matter. Smartphones.
I thought it was iPhone. No, they're starting with banning iPhone,
aren't they? No. It's not specific to iPhones. It's in general smartphones. Phones that have access to social media and YouTube and internet and And just be able to give kids phones where they can call, text, and have a map. In case, or like, you know, instructions for a journey. Because all the studies have come out showing how damaging social media is to children's brains. I think it's damaging to my brain, and I'm definitely not a child.
Yeah.
So, wait, where was I? What were we talking about right before this? The thing about if there's an app where you make video, like you, Dylan does filmmaking club, although you're not doing this term, but he has often done filmmaking club at school. And I don't mind that because you are alive during this digital era, this time where there are videos and it's a part of your life. It's the posting it on social media and then people commenting on it and being exposed like that that's not so great. That said, we have a podcast, but anybody can...
Anybody can listen to it.
Anybody can listen to this. Is it on our podcast social media? I guess they're not. I sometimes post about our podcast on social media just to tell people because I'm proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Minefield. Now I'm thinking, is that bad? Not bad, but would it have a negative
impact
on you?
What's minefield?
Minefield is technically like a field where an army fighting another army would plant mines. Mines are, if you step on it, it explodes. And so
no,
it would
but,
just look like a
when
field.
When you step on it and then you take your weight off, not when immediately as you step on it. Because if you step on a landmine, there's a way that they can disable it. If you know that it's a landmine and you know the sense that you've stepped on it.
Really? How do you know that?
Because it's kind of just common knowledge. Like, it's like pressure if it feels pressure on it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, it's not like if you step on it. Like, it's like when... how do I explain this? When you're pushing a button, it only works after you've pushed the button.
All the way in. Like, once you've depressed the button fully. But if you just see, there's a button here, and then let go, it won't explode.
No. A mine...
A mine.
If a mine... feels weight on it.
Yeah.
It will
explode.
After you take it will like go down and then there's like some sort of like levers and stuff.
A mechanism
that's clicking through the system. So if he takes your foot on it off of it, it will explode. But there's tiny landmines. I'm pretty sure you can disable.
Yeah.
But if they're really big.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't really know. I don't know if this is true. I'm just kind of thinking.
I don't know if that's true too, because you can go through a minefield and clear it of all the mines. So there has to be a way to detect that the landmine is
there.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, if someone's on it.
Yeah.
Because then if you step
I mean, that's a dangerous job. I wouldn't want that to be my job, your job, or anybody listening to this. I don't want that to be your job.
But, like, if you enjoy it, yes, it should be your job.
Meaning if that's your job and you enjoy it. I don't mean to be rude. I would just be worried for you.
Yeah, because you don't want to...
But the expression, it's a minefield, means like the
Wait, so back to the app, minefield.
Wait. It's not an app. It was an expression. I said, ugh, it's a minefield. That's an expression that people use because an actual minefield, you can step anywhere and there's like a, there could be an explosion. I'm saying like this whole like social media and kids is a minefield because I'm now thinking, oh my gosh, I've posted about this very podcast. Now I'm thinking, is that like...
Is that
exposing you in a negative way because you're my little bubby and I don't want to do that. But I like our podcast.
Yeah.
So I think we'll continue until the studies have come out about. And I have one of our listeners was with us a few weeks ago having dinner with mummy and daddy. And this listener said that he's really can hear how you've changed and grown over the course of this podcast. Which only makes sense because we started it, oh, Mr. Shaw knows when we started it. How many years ago? 2 years ago or 3 years ago now?
3 years ago it would be. Yeah, 3 years.
So
because lockdown was like around 2021.
Yeah, it started. Yeah, so we started it in 2021 and we're 2024. That's 3 years.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo, kiddo. That's really good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Wait, well, no, but like, yeah.
I think we've had like 250 episodes too.
Yeah. Wait.
Should I check that? I'll check that. I did.
Wait, so right now we can't find it.
I can't remember what it said. It was like about how many episodes we've done.
Yeah.
I posted it on social media. I posted it, I think, on Facebook. But I haven't
Shane
been on there in so
who
long.
Who needs to get rid of social media?
Yeah, well, I did. I didn't get
no,
rid of it, get rid of it.
Who needs to get rid of social media in our family?
Who?
Father Dearest.
Yeah, Father Dearest. Who won't be listening to this, but Father Dearest, if you ever stumble upon this episode...
Please just, like...
Please stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. We're begging you.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I mean, the trouble is that he's given up reading.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's just so... It's like...
Dylan's shaking his head in here.
It's just like, why?
It's weird.
Yeah. No, it's not weird.
It's not weird. It's common.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people scroll before bed.
Yeah.
So they scroll through their social medias before bed instead of reading. But
maybe
I decided...
It calms them.
Well, I decided I wanted to read with you. I just finished a book. I need a new book. I need a new book, Doodle. Before we go away, or I'll have to get one at the airport tomorrow. Or I can get one at the library tomorrow. Or I can...
Airport.
Well, I've got one book, but I'm hoping I can get into it.
Well, are we doing an overnight flight?
On the way back. That's the overnight flight. Tomorrow, we leave at 2:30.
You said we were leaving, like, around the afternoon. I thought you meant, like, 7. You said we had the whole day.
We have until late morning. Then we have to go to the airport.
Oh.
So. Now we're going to go pack.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to feed you something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you should get out of your pajamas.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in them and it's like 2.
It's not 2. It's 11.
What?
It's 11.
Wait, so only 4 hours ago, no, 5 hours
In exactly 24 hours, we'll be going to the airport.
Oh, my God.
So we better pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We better pack.
Wait, why were we saying all that about... Oh, a minefield, though. Can I just finish this thought?
Yeah.
So if a person says, ugh, it's a minefield, it means no matter where I go with those thoughts, the thoughts are like, psh, psh, psh. That's not great. Oh, that's not good either. There are so many not so great thoughts means it's a minefield, like, in your head. Does that make sense?
If you step on a minefield, it's like it's never going to be good.
It's never going to be good in real life on a real minefield.
Unless you want to die.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully people don't want that. Mm. And so that's what we were talking about, social media. And sugar, like, I like sweet things, Dylan. I admit it. But I prefer my sweet things to be non-refined.
Like, and I don't think that they should be selling that out. Like, if a person wants to have something for a birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, just in a party bag, I'm always just thinking, why give them sweets?
Yeah, there's been a lot of Haribos in party bags, haven't there? I think it's easy. And most children love Haribos, and most parents don't mind
if their kids have a little sugar.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so it's
and just there are the Ombar buttons, too, which use the non-refined sugar instead of the refined sugar.
Yeah, so
we could do that for your birthday party, can't we?
Yeah. I don't think we have anything else to say.
I don't think we do either. Pack-a-rooney. I hate packing.
I love packing.
Really?
No, not clothes. I like packing my other stuff, not clothes.
You like figuring out what you're going to download.
Oh, yeah, that's also fun as well.
I hate packing. Like, I actually find it stressful. But we don't have any checked luggage. We're only going for a week.
Oh,
I know.
For a week?
Yeah, you know.
Wait, no, not a week. 6 days.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
3 days with Nana, 3 days with Grandpa and Gammy.
Uh-huh.
But reverse that.
Oh.
First one, then the other. And we get to see Jason.
Yeah.
And my sister.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We're just seeing everybody.
I don't think we're seeing everybody. It's such a quick visit.
Yeah.
But we'll do our best.
Yeah.
Okay. Sayonara, people.
Sayonara.
I hope everybody had a great Easter weekend. And that it's really sunny where we are.
Oh my gosh, it is.
It's really sunny and beautiful.
That's really sunny.
Yeah. But I happen to know in America it seems like it's really cold. I know.
No.
No. Ah.
Ah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.